Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11/21. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Mike, we only have to wait till March for the new season of Mad Men.
I thought it was January.
No, it's March. Now. Yeah.
Okay.
He is the movie critic and entertainment editor for the River City's Reader. He joins us here live each and every Friday to talk about the movies he has seen and the movies that are opening up. Two big ones opening up. This segment of the show brought to us by Rave Motion Pictures.
Yeah, visit ravemotionpictures.com for Showtime's all digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks, and of course they have the IMAX. And you were at the midnight showing?
Stop it. Stop spreading that horrible rumor. No, I was not.
Twilight
I was in bed
breaking
for two and a half hours by then.
In the cloak of darkness?
Nicely done. No. I'm not going to go to... I can't do midnight movies anymore. Mm. I'm in my mid-40s, man.
There's no way.
Can you do midnight movies? Can you do midnight movies? Seriously.
I barely make it to like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's because I've been drinking.
The last midnight movie I did was Phantom Menace, and that will be the last midnight movie.
Boy, what a letdown.
Wow. The last I did was I did Train Spotting when the Bruin View was still around.
Damn it, Bruin View. Yeah, that was the best.
My buddy and I tried doing a midnight screening and both fell asleep at the movies at like 1 in the morning. It was like that. No, that's it.
How about the time, Darren, you and I went to see Sideways at 2 in the afternoon and just got hammered?
Oh, that's great.
It was the best.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, we walked out of there and we were like,
That was a good month when that movie was playing there. Yeah, because they served wine with the wine movie.
We were drinking beer.
We got crocked, and then you kicked the door open, and it's like
sunshine
everywhere. Like, what's going on?
By the time 3:30 rolled around, we're like, we've been through a couple buckets of beer.
That Bruin View is the best. I get mad when I think about that place not being around anymore.
Oh, I did love that place.
Damn it. All right, so let's talk about the movies you've seen, Mike.
Yes. I saw J. Edgar, which turned out quite good after about a lumpy half hour at the beginning, I would say.
First half hour, not so interesting.
Yeah, well, it's all very Clint. It's very Clint depressed, so it's a lot of browns and grays and that horrible music that he puts on every freaking movie that he does, you know. And the makeup's really
Gran Torino.
Yes.
Why is this in the movie?
I don't make any sense. And the makeup's, it takes a while to get used to Leo DiCaprio, bald, fat. Yeah, it's weird. But it winds up being actually quite moving and quite clever, actually. It's really quite interestingly put together in a way. It looks like standard biopic for a while, and then by the last 15 minutes, you're like, oh, they're doing something different with this. This isn't the movie I expected it to be. It's kind of cool.
So you liked J. Edgar.
I did. I also liked Immortals. A trashy, awful, boy, this sucks, but it's a blast. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's the gods come down and they're pissed and we're pissed at them and Mickey Rourke's just pissed. You know, he's just angry, which is fun as all get out. It's a good time. A lot of brains get splattered, a lot of slow motion violence, and it worked for me totally.
And
had a ball.
Fun to look at.
Yeah. Really good to look at. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What's his name again?
Tarsim.
Yeah.
He's something else.
He is something else. It looks good. It moves fast.
And the other thing I saw from reading your tweets, I know you were thrilled about the Adam Sandler Jack and Jill movie.
Oh my God. Well, we have a new winner.
We have
a new winner.
Is this really? the worst movie of the year?
It has topped Big Mama's latest
spectacle. It's been a while.
It's the worst thing.
Of the...
So
even this Al Pacino cameo stuff doesn't...
Al Pacino.
I don't know what to say.
It might be brilliant, but it also just depressed me to death.
Yeah,
once he starts saying Attica, you know, and he's doing lines from The Godfather, and you're going, why are you doing this? Yeah, I mean, that's kind of inside joke funny, I guess,
but for this?
Don't ruin Dog Day Afternoon and Godfather and Scarface for me. Don't do it.
Not for this.
No. No, it was... Oh, it broke my heart. You broke my heart.
I knew it was you.
He does that. He does that line, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh.
Does he do my favorite line? Which is, my home, where my wife sleeps and my children play with their toys.
No, that one doesn't...
Good.
No, that one survives.
Attica, huh?
But he does Attica, yeah. It ends with this... Their whole plot is about trying to get Al Pacino to do a Dunkin' Donuts commercial, and so at the end, he actually films this Dunkin' Donuts commercial, and he raps, and he mentions Attica, and he mentions, you know, hoo-ah! And, you know, you just sit there staring... slack-jawed at this thing going, what's happened?
Wait a minute.
You know?
The fact that it's Dunkin' Donuts That means he actually is doing a Dunkin' Donuts.
That means
commercial.
He's actually doing a right. commercial in
right.
the movie.
Right.
Yes.
Someone was telling yes. me. Now, does Adam Sandler have anything to do with the Kevin James movies, or is that a different
thing? Well, he was in one.
He was in the Zoolander, not Zoolander, no. Zookeeper. There we go.
Because you had mentioned
and he did
this in your review.
Well, and he did the thing where they're married.
Chuck and Larry.
And Chuck and Larry. So, yeah, they're in bed together. Quite literally.
Someone had told me that, was it Chuck and Larry? Anyway, the thing was... that the Zookeeper movie, it's terrible, but then there's like this 20-minute commercial for TGI Fridays and how delicious the food is there.
Yes, absolutely. But that's every Sandler movie. Every single one. I mean, there's always a scene where it's
is
like, I've never had such a good sandwich as I hit at Subway today.
Right.
You know, I mean, every movie does
right.
that. But I don't see a joke there. I don't see what it's literally just a commercial. And I don't know if that's meta funny or if that's... I don't know what's going on
or
there.
Just,
but this Dunkin' Donuts thing... The whole plot is about Dunkin' Donuts. The whole 90-minute movie is about
this... You gotta get Al Pacino.
Wow. Wow. Hooah!
Did you laugh
it's staggering.
Once? Or were you just...
There's one moment I smiled once. I smiled once because...
when the credits came up?
Well,
or?
while they're trying to lure Al to do this thing, he wants to do Man of La Mancha on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And so at the end, he's actually dressed as Don Quixote, and he's kind of got his sword and stuff, and he starts kind of attacking a ceiling fan, which I thought was kind of clever. I'm like, okay. Mm, all right, a little windmill joke there.
Yeah.
That I smiled at that.
Yeah.
And the rest of it, I stared and listened to other people cackle. Loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, crowded place. Loved it. Had a ball.
Worst movie of the year.
Yep, you bet.
And it's not even close between this and Big
Well,
Mama.
It's close.
It's close, but it's still the worst.
Yeah. And also on the top 10, you know, that one he did with Aniston this year and the Zookeeper thing. So he's got 3 in my top 10. Sandler does.
That says it all.
I'm done with him. I'm not. He'll do something else soon.
Man,
but he's just given up. He's clearly quit. You know, he actually tried once upon a time. You know, Punch Drunk Love.
The other
and
thing
Spanglish.
I read was
he tried.
The
he's over it.
The movie he did where with Apatow, Funny People.
Yeah,
where there were all these horrible movies that he did.
Yeah,
but those are now the movies he's doing.
Those are totally the movies he's doing
right,
now.
Right. Because
nobody wants to see him when he stretches, when he tries to actually give a performance. You know, he's over it. He's mad at us, and he's going to make us pay.
Well, this one opened at midnight and set all kinds of records. It's the Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1.
Yeah, Part 1.
Yeah. Not a lot of resolution we're going to get from this one.
No.
Not going to leave satisfied.
Bella and Edward must deal with the consequences brought on by marriage, honeymoon, and the tumultuous birth of a child.
So the kid does actually get born.
I'm not sure. I'm betting no. I don't know.
In this clip, Bella, played by Kristen Stewart.
Someone wants that baby.
Yeah.
Someone wants the baby.
Yeah.
She thinks in this clip, she thinks she might be pregnant.
What is it?
How many days has it been since the wedding?
14, why? Can you tell me what's going on?
I'm late.
Wait.
Can this happen?
Boy, that's the last thing he wanted to hear.
First of all, can this happen when you're having sex with a vampire? That's a question you asked beforehand.
Yeah.
Second of all, if what I think I know about this movie is true, they don't have sex until they're married, right?
Yes.
So it's 14 days after the wedding?
Yeah.
And she thinks she's pregnant?
Yeah.
So that would mean she's like a week and a half along, maybe.
Right.
Or 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Theoretically 2 weeks. Yeah. On the nose.
So like, but it's a 28-day cycle. Do you see what I'm saying?
So would you even know?
It seems weird that 14 days into the marriage you'd know that you were pregnant.
It also seems weird that you wouldn't remember it's your 2-week anniversary.
Yeah.
Right, when it's 14 days.
Yeah.
2 weeks. It's like,
how long have we been married? Honey.
No, it was 2 weeks ago
it was
Saturday.
It was 2 weeks ago
it's
Saturday.
14 days.
It's Saturday.
It's Saturday
and
today.
It's now Saturday again.
And it
wasn't
last
week.
No, if they'd have done that.
2 weeks.
If they could do that.
Why did we do that?
Yeah. And then,
come on.
And then she shows her, then she pulls up her top to show her stomach. And at that point, it would be good if they like showed, you know, maybe a little bump and something moving around that you could clearly see.
were like wings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there's a
Sigourney Weaver and aliens type of thing.
It's like,
clearly
a bat baby moving
around
in there.
That would be great.
The bat baby.
That'd be great. More jokes in general would help.
Would
but
you,
yeah.
Just because I know
boy, the idea of her missing her period, he can't be thrilled about that.
No.
This is not what I signed up for. Birth control is the woman's responsibility.
If the Count from Sesame Street played Edward, that would be fun. See, that I'd go to
look,
see.
Look, if you have
well,
sex
let's
with,
count.
If
you one, have, two weeks. 2 weeks.
If the Count from Sesame Street were to impregnate a woman and she were to say, is this possible? That I get.
Yeah.
But again, that's a talk you need to have with the Count before you engage in unprotected vaginal
sure.
sex.
Right.
I've been saying that for years. Just to help us with the tweens listen to the show, I want to play another clip. Here they are, exchanging
okay.
vows.
I, Edward Cullen, take you, Bella Swan.
For better or for worse.
To love.
To cherish. As long as we both shall live.
Right.
Well,
doesn't one of them not die ever? How do you? That's the other thing. The death to us part is really a big. That's your.
Well,
out.
Except I mean, you know, if he gets in sunlight or whatever, he's gonna go.
Now, see, I don't because all these vampires have different things. He can't go in the sun.
I don't remember it, but he or glows in the sun. What he has to die somehow. I just don't remember. I mean, I've seen them all once each annually, but
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they obviously he's can perish somehow. otherwise there's no point. All right. You're not a vampire, you're God.
Speaking of no point, also opening today, Happy Feet 2.
Right.
Mumble the Dancing Penguin is back in an all-new animated adventure, and this time he's showing his son a move or two. You liked Happy Feet, didn't you?
No.
You didn't?
No. At all. Mm. At all. No. I was in the minority in that one, but...
Because it's just
it's penguins dancing, but
yeah, right.
That's not very interesting. You're a big oval with flippers, and you don't have a lot of expression. You can't move your legs or knees really. Yeah. You just tap.
Don't really have
you just
knees,
tap.
Do you?
No, you don't have knees. No, you just have.
In this
feet.
Clip, Bill the Krill annoys Will the Krill, played by Matt Damon and Brad Pitt.
Boy, just cashing the check, yeah. Right?
Yeah, right.
Happy Feet too.
So, you want some music?
Nope.
Let's have some music. Wake me up before you go-go, because I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go-go.
Can you keep
I
it down?
Hit that high.
Just be quiet!
Yeah. I'm never going to give you up, never going to let you down.
Okay, Mike, how do the animals know pop songs? That have already been like
that's
Circle of Life.
Question.
I get because that's a song that they sing to each other, and I've not heard that song.
Yes,
in these movies, they're singing like Queen songs and Rick Astley numbers.
Oh yeah. Oh,
how
we're not
know?
Supposed to ask.
How do they know
they
the
just
pop songs
accept it.
Of the day?
We don't know. Doesn't matter. Just they sing pop songs. Isn't it funny?
There's not a chance you're going to enjoy any of this, is there?
I don't know. I don't know.
Did you like any of the Twilight movies?
No, but they're getting progressively better, I think.
Are they?
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's a sliding scale. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, the last one I liked more than the others, for sure. So, I don't hate them. I don't actively hate them.
Now, here,
you know,
how does the wolf, how is he involved now that there's a baby being born?
I don't know. I think he's just mad. You know, he's just.
But was
you know,
he after her affections too, or no?
Yeah, because she has to pick between the wolf man and the vampire.
Yeah, and I think now the story is going to be like, you know, he's mad because now the pregnancy is going to complicate things and you're going to kill her. Take it back. I don't know. I have no idea. We'll find out in a few hours.
So he's still in love with her.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't get over it quickly. But,
okay.
I don't know. How much did this make last night, by the way? Does it say how much the midnight screenings did?
I just saw it did a ton of business. I don't have
I was just curious. No,
I don't
that's
have
all right.
An actual number for you on.
Yeah, I bet it was nuts though. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of kids in school today acting real sleepy because they were out watching again the vampire.
Bella, we've been married 14 days. How do you not know this?
That's 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Is there a chance it's not mine? I'll drive you to the clinic. Yeesh.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a long day, I think.
Yeah, this is why I'm glad we have you up on that wall watching these movies.
Right? Yeah. You know? The things I do for you.
Yeah, he's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader, and...
I won't see you next week. I'll be out of town.
Yeah, we'll
are
be gone as
too?
Well.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, we'll be gone.
Oh, that's
so
right.
In a couple weeks' time.
Well, happy
okay.
Thanksgiving.
I'll see you in
to
December,
you as well,
then.
Guys.
We'll see you in December.
He's Mike Schultz. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.